This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
You hear that?
No, don't do that.
What? Jesus. Those are my chompers.
Yeah, Tim, why'd you do that?
Because I'm feeling great.
Did you get dentures?
No, I didn't. But guess what? I've really gotten serious about flossing lately.
Okay. Well, you could have just said that. You don't need to chomp into the...
I'm chomping into the segment here, Tom.
All right. Well.
And I'm proud to do it.
All right.
I've started, you know, we all floss, right? You floss?
The dance, the Fortnite dance?
No.
Yeah, man. Watch.
No.
You take that.
You're doing a great job. I can't get the hip movement that you have going.
Yeah.
I
am doing a pretty good job.
A man of your size doing the floss is pretty impressive.
Yeah,
Tom.
These arms have to go quite a long ways.
You floss. String between the white caps.
That's not what people call teeth.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, they don't call
put
teeth.
Put the old string through the chiclets.
Sure, fine. Nobody flosses regularly, though.
Guess what, Tom?
No, you've done it probably, let me guess how many days in a row you've done
okay,
it.
Okay, ooh, this is great.
Three.
Yeah.
Three.
You're way off, man.
How many days in a row have you flossed?
14 full days.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, even still, it's not even that many days.
It's not.
You're supposed to floss every day of your life.
I know, Tom, and I'm making up for lost time. I'm flossing 5-6 times a day.
Did you just floss 5 times a day for the last 3 days?
No, I just went into your bathroom and I was flossing up a storm.
Are you serious? Don't floss in my bathroom.
I'd never floss in your bathroom. It's not sanitary in there,
Tom.
You
get shit all over the place.
I'd get shit in my gums from your...
Yeah, you see, I got caps for my toothbrush now.
Oh.
Little
I don't
toppers.
Even bother brushing my teeth. If you floss, that's 90% of the job right there.
It probably is, because like most, not the molars. I wasn't thinking about the molars. You gotta get the stuff out of the molars.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying, Tom, I'm not saying that I'm a great man for this reason, but flossing for 2 full weeks in a row makes me feel a million times better
than
like,
other people.
No, then previously, then like flossing once every few days.
How?
I don't know. I just feel I feel fresher all the time. I feel somehow more energized.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, they do say that death enters through the gums, right?
Who says that?
Old soothsayers and whatnot.
Yeah, I've never heard that saying.
No, it's I'm not sure if the mics are picking it up, but as we're discussing this, a huge thunder clap happened.
That's God mad at you for lying.
No, that's God confirming that.
God doesn't confirm with
death
thunder.
Does enter through the gums.
He confirms by opening the clouds and shining sunlight.
Okay,
down
so
on
this
you.
Is the devil or the Grim Reaper himself. Who controls the thunder?
God controls the thunder.
So
still.
What's the purpose?
To tell you, no, you stop besmirching my name, Tim.
God would know the word besmirch.
No, he's like, everybody got it wrong.
Oh.
It's besmirch.
It's besmirch.
It's besmirch.
Yeah, those goofballs who wrote the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Man, imagine God had to create every word. Like we weren't allowed to use any words that weren't in the Bible.
I'm sure there's some religion that's what.
Yeah. Well, if that's your religion, listener, you're wrong.
Nobody that follows a religion that you can only use words that appear in the Bible listens to our or any podcast.
Yeah.
These are some, this would be somebody that like the Amish would look at and be like, yikes.
Look, the Amish are fine. Why do the Amish, they all seem like genuinely nice folk.
No, a lot of them are freaking child molesters and stuff.
No, really?
I mean, no, I don't want to say a lot of them. But listen, this is
you
great,
can't just say,
but
what
look,
other,
this is the great thing about the
I
Amish.
I know they can't hear
yes,
us.
Yes, you can talk shit about them all day.
Well, some of them might be on Rumspringa.
Yeah, so they're going to be off Rumspringa by the time, you know, they find a lawyer and stuff and sue us.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's like a, it's a mean thing to say.
Well, then I'm helping out the Amish because they're going to go back and they're going to say, oh, I went on Rumspringa.
Yeah, you guys should stop molesting these children.
No, no. They're going to be like, oh, people just said horrible things about us. You're right. The outside world does suck.
Well, look.
I downloaded some podcast that said it was about one thing. It didn't barely even mention it.
We'll get to Inbox Zero soon. I want to talk about.
All they did was talk about how our religion's full of perverts.
Yeah, which is, I don't even think it's true.
Look, and that's another thing, Tim. What's an Amish person going to be doing listening to a podcast about email?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Because, like, even if they're on their, what, Rumspringa, is that what it's mm-hmm. called? And it's where you leave for how many months? Like, a few months?
Yeah.
Maybe a year, even?
Yeah, and you can just go buck wild.
You live in
non-Amish
society.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they're on when I was on the show Breaking Amish.
Right,
when I appeared.
Now. Explain that to people who haven't been listening to this podcast for 10 years.
There's a show called Breaking Amish about
you were
a reality
Amish.
Show about the Amish folks going on. I don't think it's actually, I think, you know, it's like since come out that that was some reality show trickery.
What?
That was like, these people, like some of them actually left being Amish years ago, but then for the show they pretended they were on Rumspringa, But yeah, so they go buck wild, and they have a reality show crew follow them around. And one of the places they followed them around to is the stunt school that I attended.
you're very in the lead here. Why are you a professional stuntman?
A
la Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I probably had more training than his character did.
Yeah.
I graduated from that stunt school.
Wow, Tom, do you have the...
They pushed me out a window. Graduation. No, it was a high fall class. It was a day class.
Did they hand you a diploma and then hit you over the head with a breakaway bottle at the same
time?
Yeah.
It was a like a day class, but it was like a Groupon thing. So I guess part of, the catch was, they're also going to be taping a reality TV show.
Right.
And, so they had one of these knuckleheads out there like, oh, maybe
you're
going
to be so inconvenienced that you're going to be talking about it for the next decade.
Well, but the cool thing is that when the episode came out, I was like terrified because I was up on the big high fall thing. So I was holding on to the scaffolding next to me because I was scared of being up high.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I was trying not to look scared. So instead, it kind of looked like I was just casually relaxing as the instructor's telling the guy on the show like how to do stuff. So it looked like I was another instructor up there, just kind of like hanging out.
The highlight of your life being a stunt school instructor.
Not one of the, yeah, that would be the highlight of my life. On TV?
Anyway, Tom, yeah. I just think it's kind of messed up that just because, they'll never hear this. Where everybody, like, we went and saw Weird Al, which, great show.
Yeah.
But friggin' Amish Paradise, it's funny, it's lighthearted, but then, like, at the very end, he slips in, we're all crazy Mennonites.
Yeah.
It's like, in what other context could you just be like, hey, this whole religion is crazy?
Yeah, and you know who got mad at him about that song? Coolio, of all people.
Yeah, well, Coolio has since embraced it once he realized... Oh, I'm not going to have one of these hits every year.
No.
I still get royalties on the Weird Al version? Okay.
Once he realized that Weird Al star was going to eclipse his He embraced it, just like the Amish.
I mean, Weird Al's star eclipses most. Anyway, death enters through the gums. I think I feel
so
like,
keep all your teeth.
Yeah. I think it's gum disease can cause a lot of problems.
It's true.
And if you got food in there, Tom, I haven't eaten meat in 3 years. I think I've been flossing out some chicken.
Well, that's disgusting. Probably true.
Nah, that's not true. I floss a few. How often do you floss, Tom?
Oh, I don't know. Not very often.
Once a week?
No, not even.
I was probably average. You know what? I have those wasteful little
plastic
guys.
Oh, I forget about those. I do like those, though.
Yeah. You like being wasteful. I like the convenience
No,
of
I don't like being wasteful, but they are so much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little plastic. What would you call those things? Little toothpicks? Little floss picks? Floss picks. That's
floss
what they're
picks,
called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, hey, I recommend it.
I came up with that.
Take Tim's 2 week floss challenge and tell me that you don't feel better about
it. I came up with that name on my own. I feel like I should get some credit for that.
What, naming a product that is...
Yeah, but I didn't even realize that's what they're called when I came up with the name.
Well, it just describes what they are.
Yeah, I know, but it's a pretty catchy name.
Yeah, but like, I would have named mozzarella sticks if they didn't tell me what the name was.
Yeah, you wouldn't have called them like...
Just would have called them cheese sticks.
I would have called them mozzarella rods.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't like when people are like, I'm going to order some fried mozzarella. Shut up.
Yeah. Isn't that a different thing?
Yeah, they're like flatter, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like that. I feel like that cheese always gets caught in my throat.
Yeah. Oh, mozzarella... One day mozzarella cheese is gonna kill me. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, I mean, I would
that's the
bet my money
cheese.
On like it's either choking, but it also plays the long game.
Wait, oh I see.
Either chokes you or it clogs up your insides.
Yeah, I don't eat that much mozzarella.
Yeah, I do.
It's not one of my favorite cheeses, to be honest with
Tom,
you.
Top three cheeses. I know this isn't our cheese episode.
Cheddar.
Okay.
Blue. Mm-hmm.
Gross.
And
there's mold in there, Tom.
Ooh, and I'm gonna say maybe a Gouda.
You know what I can't stand? That sounds pretty Gouda to me, right?
Hey, we like to have fun here.
I can't stand when non-Americans tell me that our cheese is shitty. Yeah, we know. We have bad versions of everything here. But guess what? It's still delicious, so shut up.
No, but also we've got good cheeses too. We've got that's the thing about America. We got all the shit you guys got everywhere else, and then we've got bad versions of things, bad sheep versions of everything, too.
Yeah, and that's what most of us consume
right.
all the time.
I mean,
in dangerous quantities.
It is a weird thing. I don't know. Yeah, I guess like a lot of supermarkets are this way. That at least I know my supermarket, it's like there are two cheese sections. And one is like, yeah, just all the like garbage cheese.
Yeah.
But that's still great. But then there's also a section on the other end of the store.
So
that's
like,
the nice cheese.
Yeah, that's where you get the halloumi and the goat cheese.
Goat cheese and the feta and the...
We're still saying the most basic cheeses. No, we got the good stuff.
No, I was going to say mozzarella.
There's some Frenchman listening to this is puking his guts out right now.
Yeah. And he's going to take that puke and make a nice cheese out of it that it's too expensive for either of us to afford.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
I got a good intro to this next portion of the show.
Oh, I didn't realize we'd started the show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You thought we were just talking about
it. Yeah.
Well, here we go.
We'll cut Ready? All that stuff.
Hey, I'd love to keep talking about flossing my teeth, but my emails.
What? That's not a good...
Right? Because I want to talk about my emails.
Okay.
And remember people say, but her emails?
Oh, yeah. That's a real long walk.
I wish you would take a long walk off a short pier, Tom.
My intro to this...
To death.
Was going to be inbox zero is what I call you when I get an email from you. I go, oh, look, an inbox zero. And it's an email from Tim.
That doesn't really track either. The email would be in inbox zero.
No, I say, oh, here's an email from a real inbox zero.
How many movies in the 90s used the catchphrase from zero to hero?
Almost all of them, yeah. I think.
And that was the plot of most movies also. Yeah. Tom, I'll teach you how to be an inbox hero by getting to inbox zero.
Okay. What does inbox zero mean?
Tom, nowadays,
for the layperson,
in this hustle bustle world, we got to deal not only with telephones, telephone calls.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't get that many telephone calls.
Not only
anymore.
With the near constant faxes coming in.
I don't get very many. I don't get any faxes.
Just page after page of faxed material. But we also have to deal with this uniquely 21st century innovation, email. Tom, email stinks.
20th century innovation.
Yeah, I thought you were going to interrupt me earlier about that. Email stinks. And we've gotten to a point as a society where each one of us is buried under email. It causes us... look, here's what I've learned. And spoiler alert, I've gotten to inbox zero. And it's much like my flossing regimen made my life a lot better in that... I think email causes this low-level anxiety for everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's just a way for people to get in touch with you. And it's not like texting, which is like a different thing. Mm-hmm. But it's like people can send you a lot of information, and then it's just this thing that's friggin' hanging out there, right? Like it's, hey, it's living rent-free in your head.
Yeah. Well, in a lot of emails, you don't want to respond too quickly because then it... invites another email back sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, some isolated email exchanges can be pleasant.
Yes.
But the majority of them just work.
Drudgery,
logistics, and I'm not talking about work email. Look, work email, look, I know you're at your job and you're like, oh, I hear my work email. Guess what? You don't hate the email, you hate your job. I guess... The one-to-one would be like, I don't hate my personal email. I hate my life.
Right. I hate my personal life. I hate my friends and my family.
No, I just feel like that's like, can you imagine? I mean, we were there, but being an adult in like 1988, where if somebody wanted something from you, they had to either call you on the telephone and ask you man to man, knock on your door and ask you face to face.
Look, I'm just going to ask you man to man.
Or they had to write you a letter, which is elegant and nice and
that's
quaint.
True. Yeah, but it takes a while.
Sure. But like, I don't like this that there's just always something incoming. It's unmanageable. And I'm a guy that sometimes, actually with my work email, I'm very on top of it. I can't remember. But like personal life, it's just like, all right, I'll deal with this later. Shit, my inbox had thousands of things that either I was gonna get to later, newsletters I was gonna read,
yeah,
or things that I should have responded to. I just waited for my wife to respond to instead because she was also CC'd on it. Like, and this week I decided to get a hold of my friggin' life. Zero that stuff out. Anything important, respond to. The rest, just throw it in the trash.
So how far back did you go?
Forever.
I mean, to like respond. Did you respond like, hey, I know you email about me. You emailed about this 5 years ago, but no, I'm not around this particular weekend in 2014.
That's the thing. I'm just going on the assumption that, hey, if there's something over a month old, then that's on them. If they haven't gotten a response from me and they need one, they should reach out again.
Yeah.
Right? So I went back a month.
Okay.
And I identified all the things that I needed to respond to. And there were only like four.
Yeah.
And the rest were like newsletters and like other things that like were interesting that like I'll get around to reading this. I never get around to reading that stuff. So I just archived it all. Everything's still there. I can always find that stuff.
Hey, it's all up in the cloud.
Friggin' Google's got me over a barrel, Tom.
How so?
I'm just paying $1.99 a month for a bunch of storage.
Yeah.
Look, I don't even know how to cancel that, even if I wanted to.
Well, I was gonna say you could probably just like delete your email.
And Google does this other thing, like one month the receipt will come from Google Play. 1 month the receipt will come from some like Google product I've never heard of, like Google Avalanche is now handling your cloud processing. I don't know, it's always $1.99, but that adds up, man.
It does add up.
$24 a year.
Yeah, over the course of your lifetime, $50-$75.
Yeah, you think I'm gonna pass away pretty soon?
What? No.
I mean, it might happen, Tom. I hope not.
Yeah, well, at least you'd save some money. You wouldn't have to be.
Well, I know.
Paying out the nose. That's true. Yeah, they probably just keep charging you.
Goggle.com.
Yeah, that happened like, maybe like a year ago. You know, it was one of those like home for the holidays, you know, that type of situation.
The song?
No.
Well, there's no place.
Don't. We'll have to sing. We'll have to pay for royalties.
We'll have to sing the whole song.
Right, and then we'll have to pay.
I can't hear the beginning of a jaunty Christmas tune without singing the whole thing.
No, but like my mom stopped getting emails, and so I was like, oh, I'll look at that, and that's what it was. She had like filled up her Google's. I'm like, how the hell did you fill up like your Google emails?
But her emails is what I would say.
Right.
Right?
So many emails. I had to delete a whole bunch of those emails. I've never had that happen. I don't have to pay. I use Gmail.
And I think I started subscribing to that when Gmail gave you like, they were like, 1 gigabyte of storage.
Yeah.
Before they started like increasing it all the time.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, well, if I run out of this, I'm screwed. The other thing, I think you have to embrace the philosophy. Email isn't real. It's fine. Somebody emails you and you don't respond, and it's in your personal life. Look, they'll get back in touch.
Well, yeah, I think people. If somebody sends an email, there's an expectation that that might not be seen.
How many times
so
have
many
you
people
said,
get so many emails?
How many times have you said, like, your email's being weird or something?
I've never said it's being weird, but, like, I've lied a bunch, but I have legitimately not seen emails because, that particular day, there's just so many emails that things get lost in the shovel.
Yeah, I think when I lie about emails, it's with the understanding that there's... The other party will not believe me, but what the fuck are you going to do about
right,
it?
Right, you going to call me a liar? You going to prove that I'm lying to you?
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, but
I know we have the same spam filter through Gmail, but this got caught in the spam filter.
Well, but maybe that brings us to, I know one of the things you wanted to talk about. What if you could prove somebody saw your email?
Are you talking about read receipts?
Yes.
Read receipts?
Read
receipts, yeah, right? But, like, shouldn't it be read?
I've read receipts. Read.
Like,
yeah, I guess it would be read receipts.
First of all, that's ridiculous.
There should be two different spellings.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
What kind of stupid language is this? Take it up with God.
It's thundering again, Tim. Stop.
Man, if we brought the apocalypse upon the world because we were talking about God's spelling.
Yeah.
Or him thinking, what was it? Thinking besperch was a word.
Yeah, what is this type of spelling?
Yeah. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Read receipts. Read receipts.
I don't like them. I don't like that they have like pixel tracking that they can report back when... Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, so there was like a story, I guess, like, what was this, a few weeks ago, this kind of broke about this company there's a bunch of companies that do this, but this one company in particular, that you could pay them and it would tell you when somebody opens an email. Basically, this is the way a lot of ads work, pixel tracking. It's literally one pixel that's like an image. But when the email client says, hey, load up that image, then it's talking to an outside server. That outside server goes, somebody wants that image. They must have opened that email.
Yeah.
And let's look at the IP address of where we're sending that picture, and we will know the date, the time, and the location of where that email is being read. So people, business people and whatnot, would pay for this service so that when somebody goes, sorry, I didn't get the email, they could go, aha, I have...
You liar. We're taking you to court.
I brought receipts. Read receipts.
Read receipts.
And I can see you did read that email, which I don't get. There's like a whole faction of internet stuff like that. Like people that subscribe to services that will tell you when like people unfollow you on Instagram or Twitter. Like all these things where it's like, look, if somebody doesn't like me, I don't want, that's the last thing I want to know.
Yeah. I'd rather be like, oh, that person, okay.
Yeah, I'd rather believe somebody didn't get my email than know exactly when and where they opened the email and chose not to respond to it.
I'm the same way, but you know why we're like that, Tom? We have low stakes lives. we're not going to achieve anything great.
No, if you've got something high stakes, you go and knock on their door and ask them that question.
That's true. I really think
that's what most Fortune 500 CEOs do. They don't rely on email. They go to each other's doors.
Yeah, of course.
And knock on them and say, "Hey, I got a question for you. How many products you want to buy next month?"
Yeah, come on. I know. I can put you down for at least a dozen products.
Yeah.
That's what a good salesman does. Honestly, Tom, how great would it be if the government came out and was like, personal email is banned. No more of this. You're not allowed to do this. You get in contact with people another way.
With the current government, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like, oh, no, it's starting. No, I don't. You know what? I don't have that big of a problem with email. I'm not an inbox zero. I'm at inbox like 67 or so.
That's not too bad. I think that's more stressful than inbox 6,000.
Yeah, actually, you're right, because I do kind of envy the people. Like, you know, once in a while, I'll look at somebody's, I'm looking at their phone when they're in the bathroom or whatever. And it, you know, people that'll have like 32,000 emails where it's like, oh, you just don't give a shit, huh?
Yeah.
We're like 67. Yeah, I could sit down for probably not even that long, an hour, and clear that out.
Well, why don't you just do it, Tom?
But then what am I going to do? Do that for the rest of my life?
Well, that is the downside to inbox zero, yeah. Tom. You have to be hyper freaking vigilant. Right now, I've checked my email 5 times since we started recording this.
Cause, just like, make sure you don't get any emails.
Yeah, because if I get an email, it does make me better at responding to emails in a timely fashion.
Right.
Right? Because it's like, I want to get back. I know the thrill of zero. And normally, like, it's like, I probably want to go to this baseball game on this date. Thank you for inviting me, whatever. I'll figure it out when I can look at a calendar. I just say, no.
I'm
deleting the email. I'm just going to write, I'm not even going to respond. Teach you to invite me to a baseball game.
I recently got to Instagram inbox zero.
What does that mean?
I went through all my Instagram messages.
You have Instagram messages?
Yeah, you do too.
Do I?
Everybody's got them.
Like when people respond to like a story with like a fire emoji?
Yes.
That's all I ever get. I get like a fire emoji from people.
Oh, I get don't post this.
That's gross.
I'm reporting this. No, I
do. But like, isn't it just?
Well, so here's the thing.
Can't you just easily go through it?
No, because here was my problem, and I found the solution, which is they introduced like a new type of account, and I got that type of account. Because the problem before was that if I opened a message from somebody that I didn't know, the next time they would message me, it would send me a push notification from that person.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, well, no, I don't want that.
Wait,
like,
people you don't know can message you?
Yeah, but you have to accept the messages.
I'm clicking.
But then once you accept...
Oh, that's what requests?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then once you accept it...
Well, why would I accept it?
Because sometimes people say something nice or whatever.
Yeah, somebody says something nice. Somebody actually asked me a question about how they could subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah, there you go.
But I'm not going to accept that.
Well, but what I'm saying is with...
I'll block them.
With this other account, you can... there's a way to just separate out like, oh, people I know and people I don't know. And you can still see the messages from people you don't know, but it doesn't send a freaking push notification at 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever. Right.
You need to get better at social media, man. No, I don't. Why would you send me this email, this message, this Instagram
message? I didn't send you that message.
No, somebody from Edinburgh did.
Yeah. All right. Well.
No, I don't. I don't choose to.
So
be
I guess
a part
you don't
it.
I guess you weren't in box zero now.
Hmm?
You weren't at inbox zero. You
not
had,
on Instagram.
Well, look, if you're gonna start mincing inboxes.
I do not subscribe to Instagram anything, my friend.
You do subscribe to it. Do you have an account?
I don't subscribe to it. Let's talk about subscriptions, Tom. I have unsubscribed from so many newsletters. And so many mailing lists.
Yeah. I get on kicks doing that once in a while.
It's much easier when you have the serene this very nice thing, and then some fucking asshole sends you something trying to sell you something. It's like, no, I bought a gravity blanket for my a weighted blanket for my wife 6 months ago. Stop sending me emails about weighted blankets, asshole.
Yeah.
And it's like, it, and you've come into my
home,
my cleared inbox, and the only thing hanging out here is your ugly, stupid email.
Yeah.
Screw you. Click and unsubscribe.
Trying to get me to buy more stuff for my wife.
Yeah. No. One thing a year. Be back next year on her birthday.
A week after,
because I always forget it, because I don't care about people who aren't me.
Get her a new vacuum cleaner or oven.
She did want a vacuum cleaner, but I couldn't get that for her for her birthday.
It's too expensive.
Too expensive. I didn't want to spend the money on her.
I'll get you a blanket.
It was a heavy blanket.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I have a few newsletter problems. Your inbox zero guy. Tell me I get off these. I'm on this freaking newsletter for, well, look out. I'm putting them on blast. Wells Fargo.
Ooh, do you even have an account with Wells Fargo?
No, and that's the problem.
What the hell?
Some other dipshit probably put down my email address thinking it was his email address. And now I get these Wells Fargo emails for years. And when I click on subscribe, it wants me to sign into my Wells Fargo account. Well, I can't sign in.
Click the spam button, man.
I do. It doesn't learn. It's like, well, it's from a bank. It's got to be important.
Oh, fucking Google, man. Oh, they're in league with the banks, man.
Yeah,
They won't let you unsubscribe. Google wants the banks to be able to get to you.
I do occasionally. I have had instances where somebody's done that, and it's like, oh, you cannot subscribe. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to reset their password, log into their account, and cancel this like service entirely. Some dipshit named Tom Reynolds.
You?
No. was trying to buy a Corvette recently, a 2007 Corvette.
Oh, I know who that was.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think I do, too. Jesus, freaking cars.com. Look out, I'm putting them on blast too.
Tom, you don't want to do this.
And then some like local, not even local. It was somewhere else in the country. I forget where. But now I'm getting, you know, the manager of some car dealership. Like, oh, you're still looking to buy this car?
Just write back, fuck you.
I did. I wrote back, no, I got a DUI.
Did you?
Yeah, because I got so mad after like the fifth email I didn't respond to. It's like, well, yeah. And now let's see if that guy, that will teach him for his email is probably like Tom Reynolds 2 or something. And they screwed up and just didn't transfer it over. But hey.
So what's your email address?
Tom@TomReynolds.com.
No,
you're not getting the other one. They all go to the same place.
Yeah, is that true?
Yeah, it is true.
But like you have them like, what email client do you use?
I use Outlook. Microsoft.
What, do you work in an office in 2003,
though? Man, I get made fun of so much for using Outlook. We have a mutual friend that recently changed jobs. And I was like, how's the new job? She's like, oh, it's great. My number one thing about this new job is I don't have to use Outlook anymore. And it's like, well, look, Outlook's not so bad.
Outlook tries to do too much stuff, man.
Nah, I like it.
It's
Outlook
like, don't
does
you want
everything.
Your calendar and everything in the same friggin' paint? No.
Yeah,
get
well,
out of
one
here
one app,
with that.
One app on my phone.
No.
That does all the things. I do like Outlook on my phone. It doesn't. I mean, it frequently gets things wrong, but like, it never bothers me with push notifications for email. I mean, often I'll then go into my
email doesn't either because I've turned off push notifications for my email.
Yeah, but I have it on and it's
well, turn it off.
No, it's pretty good. It never gives me, I was going to say false flags, but one time it did. No, it never gives me like false positive. It's never like, oh, here's an email that's important.
You have a disease.
No, no, like...
you start treatment for the disease, turns out you never had the disease.
No, it never is like, oh, here's a newsletter that's important. But it does occasionally miss telling me about personal emails that are important.
What personal emails are important?
A lot of breakup emails. Tim, I'm often broken up with via email.
Well, yeah, and you have too many balls in the air.
And then, you know, I'm showing up at the next date with a bouquet of flowers and one of those hearts full of chocolates. And guess what I'm told? Didn't you get the email?
Who, the maitre d' tells you that?
Yeah.
He knows about the email. He got a notification.
He got BCC'd. Yeah.
Smart. Tom, what personal email has ever been important enough that you needed to know about it before the next time you would just like naturally check your email?
Sometimes if there are like trips planned or whatever.
Mm.
I don't check my email all that often. Mm. I really don't.
How often do you check your email?
I would say I check my email realistically maybe like 4 times a day.
That's not true.
It is true.
You check your email at least 20 times a day.
I don't check my email 20 times a day.
You've checked your email 12 times in the last four
seconds. No, I haven't. Because, look, I really don't get that many good emails.
Yeah, that's the problem, man.
Yeah,
that's
so I just don't
look
at it. I'm looking at my email right now. There are emails in here from 2 hours ago that I'm seeing for the first time.
What are they? Read them all.
I mean, it's like boring stuff. These are actually all things I should... They're all newsletters. They're things I should unsubscribe from.
Nice. Just do it.
No, I want to read them.
You're not going to read them, though.
No.
You'll never read them.
Nah, they probably got some important...
Just get rid of it. Get rid of all the things in your life, man.
Some important information for me that could change my life.
Mm. All right, Tom. You hear about this superhuman thing? This might be right up your alley.
Is that what we just talked about?
What?
The read receipts?
That it's so much more than that.
What is it? I don't know. I can't. I don't read.
Tom, here's what Superhuman says.
All right.
We rebuilt the inbox from the ground up.
Is this an ad read?
To make you brilliant at what you do. We specifically designed it for those of you who want to be the best. Oh, no, who want the best. Superhuman is gorgeous. Tom, you know the word gorgeous? You use it a lot. You know why people in the tech industry use it?
I know you say Steve Jobs used it.
Yeah.
I don't even remember him saying
that. He used to say it all the time in those keynotes, and you say that, usually about my mom, and it makes me very uncomfortable.
I say it. I learned it from cartoons.
Superhuman is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Blazingly fast. And comes with advanced features that make you feel superhuman.
Why are you... This is an ad read. Why
AI.
Are you doing this?
AI. Tom, artificial intelligence.
All right.
Haley Joel Osment is involved. triage. You even fucking know what that
is? Yeah. I got shot.
Yeah.
Bring him to triage.
Undo send.
What?
You hear that? You see the look I gave you after I said that? Like, now you... Now
so wait a minute. Are we talking hacking?
Insights from social networks, follow-up reminders, scheduled messages, and read statuses, to name but a few. Superhuman
read statuses, read statuses, read statuses.
Superhuman is so fast, delightful, and intelligent, you'll feel like you have superpowers. Tom, this is more than email.
The world's lamest superhero.
This is email for assholes, my friend.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's there was a big write-up about it in the paper of record, the New York Times,
mm-hmm.
who everybody's mad at for, you know, for all different reasons on all different sides. We all think
the
New
paper
York
everybody
Times
hates.
Sucks for different reasons.
Yeah.
Everyone on Twitter is upset at the New York Times. I think they're great, Tom. They do great reporting.
Well, why don't you sign for Superhuman then? You said they sponsor the New York Times? I wasn't listening.
No, it's they're going for the Silicon Valley super users. It costs $30 a month for this email.
For email, Tim, I can get free email through Juno.
Yeah, I get mine through WebTV.
No, WebTV you do have to pay for.
I know. I've been paying. I can't figure out my grandparents who passed away decades ago.
Can't cancel this WebTV.
Yeah, it's going to be like Google after I'm gone, man. That storage.
Remember, I actually told my grandparents to buy a WebTV.
Why? Just because you were curious about the
UI? Like they wanted like a
I didn't like my grandparents and I wanted them to waste their money.
No, they wanted to like get online, so it's like buy a WebTV, and then of course it was like we went to Sears and
that's what you did at the time,
and we bought this like $2,000 gateway instead because the salesperson reminded us of you. And I was like, yeah, but I told you to just buy a WebTV.
You had to go there with them, Tom.
Yeah, well, they lived in North Carolina.
Well, you should have gone to North Carolina then,
Well, it was
Tom.
Probably, the first time somebody had come in to buy a computer in years.
In Sears?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's where old people go. They go to Sears to buy things. That's what you did. That was the style back then. Sorry, I saw you got a little angry when I called your grandparents old people.
Well, they're dead now, so they're not.
Yeah, but they
were
old
people. Anymore. Yeah, and that's what they died from. So, very inappropriate.
It's fair. Would you pay $30 for an email client? $30 a month?
No, I wouldn't pay. I don't think I'd pay $30 for anything.
I mean, you would. Oh no, you steal most of the things.
No, I don't steal things. But like,
what about some of the stuff that you buy on the dark web, plans to 3D print firearms and stuff?
I pay $50 a month for my cell phone.
50?
Yeah,
that's a good deal.
I'm told. Yeah,
I bet you have shitty service.
No, I have great service.
What
Look
is
at
the
this.
Company?
Go in the other room. I'm gonna call you. You won't believe how clear it sounds.
You won't believe where I'm calling you from. Did they send you a football phone, Tom?
No, that was Sports Illustrated. They sent the football. The phone companies don't send football phones. That's where they make money.
What? Football phones?
Selling the football phones.
Ah, they sell it to Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated gets you on the hook for 12 months.
Right. And then you're like, well, I got this football phone. I better buy service for it.
Yeah.
They're all in cahoots. It's a big fucking...
Jesus Christ, you're right.
Scam.
Anyway, they have a... Look, Superhumans founder Raul Vora said, we have the who's who of Silicon Valley at this point. The waiting list is actually 180,000 people long. Some people are getting desperate.
Okay.
He showed the reporter for the New York Times... a photo of a gluten-free cake sent to Superhuman's office by a person who is hoping to score an invitation. To an email client!
Yeah.
A gluten-free cake, Tom! Those things could be $25, $30, as much
if not
my
more.
Email client.
Yeah, probably more.
Yeah. So basically, it's one of these things where it's like, it makes you go through training. A
gluten-free cake can still have sugar in it, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's
right.
Probably, yeah, it could still be good.
Tom, you're the one who's angry that nobody knows what gluten actually is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Huh.
But I don't ask for gluten-free things. I just think suffer. I might have a gluten allergy that constantly bothers me.
So the Superhuman, the company,
yeah.
They make you have a one-on-one training before they let you use it. They won't just like, because they're like, no, it's so powerful. You need to, and actually, it does.
I signed up for the new service here that lets you rent mopeds on the street, and they were like, nah, you don't need training.
Yeah, go nuts.
Yeah, wear a helmet. Whatever.
And they do that, and then they're like, it's blazingly fast. Like, you can unsubscribe from things with just one keystroke. And once you, like, they encourage you to, like, practice, like, your shortcuts and stuff. So you can do that. And they're like, yeah, because these are for people who need to blast through thousands of emails a day. Nobody needs thousands of emails a day.
No. That's what, whenever I hear about people that are like, oh, I get like, the people that say, and again, I know we have low stakes lives, but the people that claim that they get, I get 300 emails a day. No, you don't. Not that are... Maybe you get, like, CC'd on a bunch of shit and whatever, yeah. But there's no way there are, like, 300 separate people asking you for things every day. And if there are, you need to get a new email address because yeah. there are a bunch of people bothering you that just aren't offering anything to you.
Yeah. I just, people are like, oh, I'm slowed down by clicking archive yeah. or clicking send. Well, then guess what? Your life sucks.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I'm sure freaking Mark Zuckerberg gets like thousands of emails a day. But I'm also
sure. Yeah, but there are other people's emails, right? Zing. Yeah. Right? He's stealing all our information.
No, but I'm sure he's got like another email address that it's like, if it's a real thing, send it to this email.
Yeah.
Well, he is like an assistant or whatever. Like, but he's not out there going like, ooh, I get thousands of emails a day. Because it's like, yeah, and most of them I'd fucking ignore. They're garbage.
Yeah. I'd like to get... No, I don't want any emails. Everybody stop emailing me. Right?
Yeah. Well, if you want to stay at inbox zero, you got to start alienating people, get them to stop emailing you.
That's true. But it's been pretty costly for me so far because I've gotten like already... a few fundraising emails where it's like, hey, I'm doing a thing. Donate to my whatever.
Presidential like, run.
Yeah. No. Like charity stuff.
I'm doing a thing. I'm running for president. Donate or don't. It's fine.
But just to get, like normally that would sit in my inbox and I'd forget about at least 50% of those donation yeah, yeah. things. But this is like, oh, I'll donate right away and get rid of it. So I'm like, I'm like $300 in the hole this week alone.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to look at those emails and go, I'll have to look at that later when I'm at my computer.
Yeah.
And then you forget about it.
But I can't forget about it because it's sitting there in my inbox.
And yeah, and you can't archive that because then you're knowingly being like, ugh, I'm not going to
yeah,
do this. Whereas if you're like, no, I'll look at it later, you know in the back of your head, like, yeah, and I'll forget about yeah. it, and then I won't have to.
There's a lot of lies. There's lying to other people and lying to yourself where everybody knows the game around emails that, like, oh, yeah, this went to my spam folder. No, it didn't, because like you didn't go into the spam filter and pull this out and
right.
then respond to me. Yeah. Nobody looks at their spam.
Yeah. Well, as we all know, famously, that's what got me booted off of the Dark Knight Rises.
Another story from 10 years ago. Do you want to quickly?
I was cast in the Dark Knight Rises. Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight Rises.
Who were you playing? Two-Face?
I was playing a Gotham City police officer.
Wow, what was the character's name?
Reynolds. Officer Reynolds.
Wow, you got to play yourself.
Well, Tim, I don't
you
know.
To play your,
look,
your brother.
I don't know what my character's name was because, unfortunately, the casting email went to my spam filter. And by the time I saw it, it was too late to be in the movie. They had recast.
I'm
got
sorry,
somebody
Tom.
Else in there.
Well. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Sometimes you
I think
check
you,
your spam
did you
filter.
Bounce back and get another role in another superhero movie?
No, but I assume...
As superhero movies after that, you had to be strong to be in. You had to look good with your shirt off.
I don't know if they wanted me with my shirt off during this one or
no,
not.
No, they didn't. That was a Nolan yeah. movie. But ever since then, it's like...
Yeah, they all want your shirt off.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Christopher Nolan's only made a few movies since then, but I assume I'm on the list. That's what the casting office told me.
Chris Nolan, he's got another movie coming out
yeah.
that's like shrouded in secrecy, right? But it's got like a Cracker Jack cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You excited for it?
I am. There's a rumor that it's like a secret sequel to Inception. I don't buy that. He wouldn't make a sequel, but I think it's
he
like
made two sequels.
I think it's just like an Inception-esque movie. It's a time travel movie. It sounds like.
Oh,
so,
really?
God, yeah. I'm gonna get in line right after this.
You know what I like about Christopher Nolan? He seems like he has a real good sense of humor.
What do you mean?
His movies are just so much
yeah.
fun. Freaking romps.
Yeah.
Seems like he's a guy that I'd like to sit down and have a fun dinner with. Look, I want to play with my food at dinner time.
You want a funny movie, you go talk to somebody else.
Who, Seth Rogen?
Yeah, Seth Rogen. If he's not high as a goddamn kite.
What makes him funny, Tom.
No, if he even realizes you're in the room.
He smokes marijuana.
Yeah. I accidentally signed an email today as Tim.
I've accidentally signed an email as Tom. The O and the I are right next to
each other. I never realized,
but
yeah, the O and the I, because yeah. I'm like, what? I'm like, why did I do that? I was like, look at this.
Yeah.
Letters right next to each other.
Friggin' one time I was sending an email, it was a work email, to someone named Katie.
Mm-hmm.
C-A-T-I-E.
Yeah. A non-traditional spelling.
Yeah. Autocorrect on my phone. Auto-corrected it to cutie. So it was like a work
Thanks,
situation,
cutie.
And I was like, hi, cutie, just following up about the...
Well, I thought you were going to say change it to Katie with a K, and
no.
They were like, I told you.
No, it's the worst fucking thing that ever happened to me in my whole life.
Did you even notice it?
I didn't notice until she wrote back. And like it couldn't have been the first time that happened to her. If the autocorrect did it to me, right? I wasn't using some fringe app that was like had some weird autocorrect.
Yeah.
But why would... I think things shouldn't auto... You know, like they
you can
don't...
turn it off.
They don't autocorrect things to say fuck.
Yeah.
Like, take cutie and love and stuff out of autocorrect just so you don't accidentally...
You would like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Dystopian hellscape with no emotions.
No, if I'm going to say those words, it's going to be with intention, not because a robot made me say it.
Yeah, you want a setting in your iPhone. I can only say these words to my wife.
Yeah, mother.
Do you have any other inbox zero tips before we solve a problem?
Tom, keep your inbox at zero.
Yeah.
Number one. Get rid of those. Well, dude, number one shouldn't come at the very end.
Well, maybe this was a countdown style. And Tim's number one tip.
Get rid of those goddamn Gmail tabs with promotions and social.
And you can get rid of those?
Oh,
or are
yeah.
you saying? Are you telling that to Google?
No, you can disable them.
Oh, I didn't
and that
know
way
that.
Everything will just come into one inbox and you get rid of all the stuff as it comes in. And then guess what? You want your promotions and social updates, separated, it's because you don't want those at all. You never do anything with those.
Yeah,
so just unsubscribe from them.
I would like to do that. Like I like occasionally, friends will invite me to something, and it goes in my freaking like, oh, I'm having a birthday party. It goes in my promotions tab.
Yeah, don't
I'm
do
like,
it.
Hey, there's a close personal friend of mine.
Yeah. Well, how many close personal friends do you actually have?
It was from Billy Joel. He was having his birthday at Madison Square Garden this year, and he invited me.
Wow.
Tickets were only $75 to start. Those
that's
were
not
all,
bad.
Those
that's,
were
that's,
all sold out.
Yeah, that's probably... Tom, we're going to see Billy Joel in a couple
Yeah,
months.
When is that?
I think it's in October.
Yeah, right? We should put that in our calendars.
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
Tickets weren't cheap.
Yeah, I hope we didn't
miss
book
it.
Those... London shows.
No, those are in September. All
right.
September 13th and 14th at complete... The tcgt.com/live. Let's solve a problem.
Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm Tim.
I'm Tom.
And we're going to solve a problem. Hey, a couple things.
Some house cleaning.
We want to do...
Housekeeping.
Yeah, so we'll clean house too. The complete guide to everything Gmail thing needs our inbox needs a exorcist to come in there.
I thought you were trying to just say you can email us at thecompleteguideeverything@gmail.com.
No, you can, and you should do that if you
don't
have a problem.
Don't sign us up for any fucking mailing list, though.
A couple things. Number one, we just want problems in general. We're trying to do this segment every week.
Mm-hmm.
We're this like much like my flossing regimen. I think we'll all be better if we do a problem every week.
Yeah.
And number two, if you're coming to either of the shows in London at King's Place, the London Podcast Festival, September 13th or 14th, send us your problem to solve live on stage. You'll get free stuff from us. Well, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Promise free stuff.
Give them a hat, Tom.
You'll get attention.
You're going to be stingy with the hats now.
And adoration. October 25th is when we're going to see Billy Joel.
Nice.
mark it in your calendar so.
We'll Periscope it, right, Tom? Does Periscope still exist?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, let's Periscope it when we go.
Oh, I got to Periscope the whole goddamn concert. I want
to
enjoy.
A bottle of red. Yeah. We're going to get blackout drunk that night, right?
Yeah, on a bottle of red and a bottle of white.
Bunch of people are going.
A bunch of people are going to get blackout drunk.
Yeah. Tom, this email comes from a listener who we're going to use his name. His name is Joe.
Okay.
Hello, hulking muscle men.
That's us.
It's us. First off, thank you for using the superior Tim and Tom Solve Your Problem theme music last week. Oh, this is the guy that made the music.
Okay.
To hear my interpretation.
This is Billy Joel.
Billy's music on your podcast, again, was literally music to my ears. It's music to everybody's ears. On to the problem.
Around.
This guy's name is Joe, Tom.
Billy Joel.
No, Joe. Joe. Billy Joe from Green Day.
From Ugly Kid Joe.
On to the problem. I'm turning 30 in November, and I need your help with the celebration. Booking a room in a pub is an option, but I feel it's a bit low-key for a 30th birthday. What did you guys do for your 30th? Can you offer any sage advice as men in your 30s to a man about to reach level 3? Love the shows. Shout out to Ginger.
She's snoring.
Trying to wake her up. Yours truly, Joe. Tom.
Yeah.
First of all, what do we think about him calling it level 3?
I've never heard that before.
So you're not level 1 until you're 10?
Yeah, it's level 30.
Yeah. It's level... How many days is that?
365 times 30?
Yeah. Every day is a friggin' new level for me.
Wow.
Yeah, because I get so many emails, I need to know all the shortcuts. All right. On to his other questions. What did you do for your 30th?
I didn't do shit for my 30th.
You have
birthday.
A mug that celebrates your 30th birthday.
Yeah, I have a mug that says, you know, Lordy, Lordy, look who's 30 or something. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good coffee mug. My mom gave me that mug for my birthday, and I remember saying to her, I was like, oh, thanks a lot. Like,
thanks a lot, idiot.
It's a lot stupid. Told you to give me a Batman mug. I'm 30 now. No, I remembered saying to her, like, oh, yeah, boy, this is like a fun, depressing reminder that I'm 30. And her response was, how do you think I feel having a son who's 30 years old?
Yeah. I had that conversation with my dad when my brother turned 40 a couple months ago.
Oh,
like,
yikes.
Man, fucked up the Christmas 40. Huh? He's like,
fucked up.
And he's like, you want to know what's really fucked up?
I like to, you're like, fucked up. Like, he's 20 years older than you are.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's not
going to
be.
Fucked up that he's 40. I mean, luckily, I'll never turn 40.
So you didn't do anything? You didn't. You only recently started having birthday gatherings.
Yeah.
And then you're a bit of a late bloomer, didn't really have any friends.
No, and now I'm like, yeah, I'm getting into it. I'm going to start doing birthday weeks. I'm going to start.
Nice.
It's my birthday week.
You
I get
do
what
a
I
birthday
want.
Year.
No, you know what it is? Like, years ago, I've never been a big birthday person.
Mm-hmm.
But like a few years ago, I kind of realized As everybody gets older, a birthday is a good excuse to like get together.
Yeah, it's a good way to shame your friends with kids to actually coming out.
Well, yeah, because in fairness to friends with kids, I get it that you can't randomly be like, oh, hey, you want to go grab a beer tonight? They'll be like, oh, yeah, let me call, babysitters in a panic to hang out.
And let me spend $200 on top of...
$200? What kind of babysitter are you getting? Top of the line?
Tom, how much do you think a babysitter costs?
You can have a Roomba do most of it.
What do you think a babysitter costs per hour?
$15.
It's more like 20 in the big city, my friend.
But and you're going to hire them for 10 hours?
Yeah, you're going on a bender.
I'm not saying a banger. I'm saying like a few hours. But I was going to say I also get, when you get older too, it's like, look, if I'm going to get a babysitter and all the, and I'm going to clear the decks, like I need to know this isn't something where I'm going to show up and people are going to be like, I'm tired, I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
So it's a good, and even for people without kids, it's, you know, people move apart. So it's like, it's going to be an effort. I need to know, like, there's going to be multiple reasons to be there. So it's nice. Yeah. I like going to birthday parties. Let me say that.
Me too.
Even the ones without goodie bags, it's fine.
I used to wear a tie to everybody's birthday when they had a party.
Wow.
It was nice. It was an effort that did not go unnoticed.
I never noticed it.
Well, you didn't have birthday parties, Tom.
Yeah, but I went to some of the birthday parties.
Yeah, most people are like, why are you wearing a tie? And that's, that was the extent of the
Were you on your way from a funeral?
I was like, no, it was a job interview. Out of work for a very long time. Shouldn't razz me about it.
Yeah.
I had my birthday in the backyard of a bar, and it was great.
Which bar?
TBD in Greenpoint, which no longer exists. It's another bar.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah, I was dating the woman who would become my wife. And she brought a bunch of her friends.
She was married to another man at the time, if I recall.
Yeah, and he cold cocked me because I was making moves.
And now you were his boss, if I'm not mistaken.
It was messy because you know the whole power dynamic was out of whack.
Right.
I eventually became canceled because of it.
And that's how you wind up on this show.
And that's how I got to where I am today. So I don't know. Look.
A lot of people don't remember Tim previously had a nationally syndicated radio show.
Yeah, until I was canceled. anyway, don't overthink your 30th. Just find your best mates and go somewhere and have fun with it.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't matter. Who gives a shit about a birth? Like, don't make it like a wedding where
you get married to somebody.
Yeah, first of all, don't get married to somebody.
Don't invite any priests to this party.
Yeah. Oh, keep the clergy out of this. Yeah. Although, yeah. And then, I guess...
Hey, if anything, invite the devil.
Look, the devil's going to be there.
Yeah. He's in the details.
The Grim Reaper's going to be there just waiting for you.
Waiting to get in them gums.
30, huh? Yeah. He's gonna get right. Yeah, protect your guy. When you get home, look, you're going to be drunk. Floss the shit out of those gums because the devil and the Grim Reaper
they
will both be hanging
home.
Around. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, oh, 30, them gums getting old. Maybe we'll start working our way in.
It doesn't matter. Just don't be, Don't overthink it. It's just some stupid thing. Just have fun with your friends.
Yeah, I would say like you can't really do it in the city, but like renting a room at a pub.
Yeah, no, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like there are many places in the city you can do that, but I'm thinking like, oh yeah, outside the city, I know of.
You can do that in cities.
Yeah, I guess you can. Yeah, I guess I've been to birthday parties where
just several
people have done it.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's a fine.
My big thing is like, don't do a thing where you're gonna like go into a place and make a big scene with a lot of people. Like I had to go on a
an activity,
a work thing on a boat.
Yeah.
Where it was a big boat that went around like Manhattan or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's always a bummer when like a group full of fall down drunk 30-year-old dudes come in celebrating something. Like, nobody wants that near them. Like, yeah, rent a private room and be a doof.
Yeah, I was going to say, too, like, I don't like when I'm at something with, like, a bunch of people I haven't seen in a bit, and it's like there's an activity, because then, some, like, bowling or something.
Yeah.
Because then a lot of times I'm like, oh, I don't want, like, I just want to, like, hang out and talk and catch up. I don't want to bowl.
Mm.
I'm also not very good at bowling.
I'm a bad bowler, so I'm not strong enough to pick
And now
up
if it
balls.
Was, like, an archery thing where I could show everybody up,
You're
I wouldn't
You're not that good at archery.
You've never seen me do archery.
You've only gone with our one friend, Christine, who's bad at things like archery. Yeah. So compared to her, like, the only two people there that could verify the story were you and her. And I'm sure she wasn't good at it. She must have been like, man, Tom's great at archery compared to me.
One of the instructors thought I did archery before. It reminded me a lot of the stunt school situation. That happens a lot when I go into these places. They think, you know, I could be an instructor there.
Thanks, Joe. For writing in, go to a stunt school, or just keep your drunk late 20, early 30-year-old friends away from the general public, is my thing. Just let loose, hang loose, go to Hawaii.
Yeah, or just go to Hawaii. Maybe he lives in Hawaii.
Joe, do you live in Hawaii? Write back.
If you have a problem and you'd like us to solve, you can email us, thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. You can go to our website, tcgt.com, for more information. Support the show by supporting our sponsors. Also, tcgt.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping. And patreon.com/complete guide for our Patreon, where you get weekly episodes of Books the Podcast. This week, we are wrapping up The Island of Dr. Moreau. Tim's just watched the movie. I don't know what he thinks about it yet.
You know what I think about it.
But I'm going to find out soon. And then after that, we'll read a new book. Tim's going to read a book.
Yeah.
If you can believe it. Patreon.
I've read books before, Tom.
Patreon.com/complete guide. You get all the back episodes when you sign up there, too. And you can email. You can email.
You told everybody about the London shows?
The London shows, tcgt.com/live. September 13th and 14th in London.
London Podcast Festival.
Guess what? When you buy a ticket, guess what they'll give you in return? An email.
That's the best kind of email.
Yeah, don't inbox zero that email.
I mean,
you probably can. Yeah. I think it's a will call situation.
I have an ask.
Okay.
Go into Apple Podcasts and review us.
Yeah.
Leave a nice review if you like it.
Yeah.
Maybe
getting hammered lately.
Maybe getting hammered with some reviews that are just like, if I wanted to listen to two assholes talk, I'd fucking look at my own asshole in a mirror.
In a wig?
I was gonna say in a window.
I'd look at my asshole in a window. But it'd have to be dark outside so that the reflection would...
Yeah, it was very complicated. I don't think you could curse or be that vulgar in an Apple Podcast review.
No.
But like, if you like the show, we'd very much appreciate it if you left a nice thing that you like it. And don't make it like, these other people are idiots. They don't understand the show. Just write like, hey, I like the show or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, yeah, the people leaving bad reviews don't understand what the show's about, which I appreciate, but it also brings a lot more attention to the bad reviews.
Right. Because then the people that are reading that good review, they're like, oh, what are the bad reviews about?
Yeah, exactly. It's really piqued their interest.
You should leave something that's like everyone else who's left a review, this is the best show I've ever heard.
I've never heard any ill will towards this show.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks it's hilarious and informative, and that one guy's voice is not nasally and annoying. Nobody's ever said it.
I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but yeah, it's a good show.
Oh, I thought you had more to say.
Yeah, not really. Tim, thanks for teaching me how to get to Inbox Zero.
Hey, thanks for the email talk, Tom. Next week, I'll tell you how to set up your own server in your basement.
Oh, I see. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.